Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Shocking statements are coming out of representatives, particularly senators and others in Washington, D.C., over confirmation of Christians, be they judges or appointed to other positions. We're going to be talking about one from Dianne Feinstein, who speaks of dogma when referencing a candidate for the federal bench. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, of course, we know that many of our founding fathers were people who prayed. They clearly believed God had an intending, supervising hand in the creation and defense and security of the United States of America, what became the United States of America. And obviously, America is a nation that is undergirded by our Judeo-Christian values, and many people profess belief in God. But it's shocking then when we have that kind of a history, even with the Supreme Court decision that says we are a Christian nation, we are a religious people, our institutions presuppose a supreme being, and other kinds of comments from the U.S. Supreme Court. During the confirmation hearings of Amy Barrett, a person who was nominated for the federal bench, Senator Dianne Feinstein expressed dismay over the fact when she read Barrett's speeches. She says, quote, "The conclusion one draws is that the dogma lives loudly in you," close quote. Matt, she's talking about dogma, but what she's referring about is her Christian beliefs.
Yeah.
Her Christian beliefs live loudly in Amy Barrett.
Well, and well they should. And so what Senator Feinstein is doing here is applying a reverse litmus test, an anti-Christian, anti-Catholic litmus test. And of course, Amy Barrett is a professor at Notre Dame, a Catholic university. She is pro-life, based on her speeches, in keeping with Christian morals and biblical teaching. She is a Catholic who lives out her faith. And so what Dianne Feinstein effectively is saying here, and she's been joined by others, other senators and others, she's saying, no, we have a litmus test that says if you're a Christian and you actually believe what the Bible teaches, then you're not fit for the bench. You're not fit for an appointment to presidential administration. That is offensive. It's anti-American. It's anti-Christian. It's anti-Catholic. And you said it was shocking. It is shocking. But it says more about Dianne Feinstein than it does Amy Barrett.
So she would really reject our founders and their beliefs. I mean, it was George Washington who first started the tradition of putting his hand on the Bible when he took the oath as a president. I mean, that's just the beginning of what their true godly beliefs were.
Yeah, George Washington obviously believed that God protected him when he had bullet holes in his vest, his clothes. He had horses shot out from underneath him, and not a bullet touched him.
He knew who protected him.
He knew who protected him.
Right.
And many of the founding fathers knew that God was supervising, directing their path, and giving them favor. Benjamin Franklin, he's the only founding father to have signed four different founding documents: the Declaration of Independence, the Treaty of Alliance with France, the Treaty of Paris, and the Constitution. Some of these early documents, he signed all four. And though he embraced deism as a teenager, by the time that he grew older, his understanding of God, now I'm not saying he's orthodox evangelical by any mean or orthodox any other way, but he believed in God. He believed in God that ultimately governed in the affairs of men. Listen to this. I mean, this is why we have prayer at the start of every legislative session. It goes right back to Benjamin Franklin. He says, during this time when the constitutional conventions were about ready to fall apart and people were even starting to leave, they ultimately departed for a moment and they entered a season of prayer, 3 days of prayer, came back after that, and out of that time grew the United States Constitution. He says, quote, "Our prayers, sir, were heard," he's referring to the American Revolution, "and they were graciously answered. He goes on to say, and if a sparrow cannot fall without his notice, is it probable that an empire can rise without his aid? So yeah. He obviously had the same quote-unquote dogma that Senator yeah. Feinstein finds so reprehensible. She would reject George Washington and Benjamin Franklin and so many others.
She would say their dogma lives loudly within them, which is a pejorative. It's a slap in the face. It's an insult. It's not George Washington and Benjamin Franklin and John Witherspoon and Samuel Adams and John Hancock and all of these other Christian men and religious men whose dogma lives loudly in them. It's Dianne Feinstein's dogma, anti-Christian dogma, that lives loudly within her, and she was blurting it out pretty loudly during Amy Barrett's confirmation hearing.
Yeah, John Witherspoon, he was a signer of the Declaration of Independence. He was a prominent member of the Continental Congress, serving on over 100 committees. He also was president of the College of New Jersey, which is now Princeton University. And that was a place where many people were trained in America's first generation of leaders, including James Madison. He was not only academic, he was a preacher and a reformer in the Church of Scotland before immigrating to the United States. From his College of New Jersey, now Princeton, came 37 judges, three of whom served on the Supreme Court of the United States, 28 senators, and 49 members of Congress. His most famous student was James Madison. And he said, quote, cursed is all education that is contrary to Christ. He clearly was someone who was a devout Christian and understand the importance of Christianity in our public policy.
We have Samuel Adams, who's sometimes referred to as the father of the American Revolution. While he was serving as the governor of Massachusetts, he issued a call to prayer as part of the proclamation, and he asked citizens of that state to pray a specific prayer, which he said, pray that the peaceful and glorious reign of our divine Redeemer may be known throughout the whole family of mankind.
And everyone remembers, of course, John Hancock, a founding father. You see his name on the Declaration of Independence. He wrote it really big so people would see his name, and he knew that that was his death certificate, frankly, that he was signing. It became America's birth certificate. Remember, people say, give me your John Hancock. That's referring to him. Well, he was a governor of Massachusetts. And as the governor, he called for a time of prayer. And he said, quote, that all nations may bow to the scepter of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and that the whole earth may be filled with his glory.
Amen.
Wow.
Wow. I mean, these are from the founding era.
Yeah. So it's people like Amy Barrett, like you and I. These founders would be called religious right extremists by people like Dianne Feinstein and the anti-Christian left. And so this should really serve as a wake-up call, I think, for America to see the hostility against our nation's true founding, against our Judeo-Christian roots, our biblical roots, our nation's dependence on Jesus Christ in her infancy. And that doesn't go away. That dependence doesn't go away. Dianne Feinstein's slap in the face here should remind us all, should be a wake-up call, that we need to return to a dependence as a nation on our Christian faith and our Christian values, and more importantly, on Jesus Christ himself.
And pray for Dianne Feinstein that she too would realize that. Her eyes and her heart would be opened.
No question. And also for these judges that are being nominated by President Trump, it is a good news that judges are being nominated who are faithful to the founding principles of this country, have personal faith, and that it actually impacts their daily lives, and also are committed to interpreting the Constitution, not creating it or ripping it apart. I mean, that's the problem that we've had with the judiciary. It is refreshing to see this. This is a real battle of worldviews, and you're seeing it played out. Of course, Senator Bernie Sanders also, you remember his very negative comments about a person who was nominated for another position within the administration, not a judge. He also did the same thing, tried to belittle the person's Christian views and Christian background. We need to stand firm. Liberty Counsel has an office in Washington, D.C. We're monitoring not only these appointments and nominations for various positions, but certainly including judges and hopefully even a future justice of the United States Supreme Court. Stand with us. You can make a difference in our nation and in the future of your generation, our young men and women who come after us, by joining with Liberty Council. We need your help. We need your partnership. We need your prayers. And we need you to help in your contributions to fund these causes to advance religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, and marriage and the family. Go to lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Council and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776. 407-875-1776.